But I do want to see color on everyone. This is the only scene. Do you have your yarmulke?
Yep.
Catherine Rademacher is directing members of the Bloomington South High School Theater Troupe. They're rehearsing for their upcoming production of The Diary of Anne Frank.
Please don't shout.
Well, we have many phrases. My personal favorite is the phrase, there is nowhere else to hide, which is Ich war nicht für das Blah, sorry. Er konnte ich was nicht verstecken.
To us, it was very important that we actually captured the realism and made sure that we actually looked like soldiers and acted like soldiers.
The first time we ran, basically the finale scene where the Nazis come in and they capture everyone, it was extremely intense. In fact, like everyone met backstage was like just talking about how crazy it was and how real it actually felt.
Actor Jacob Sexton plays Mr. Van Dan.
And I think the fact that our Nazis, they're speaking actual German, and I honestly can't understand what they're saying. And when they're screaming in your face, it's extremely intimidating.
For these Bloomington South High School actors, learning German, Dutch, and Yiddish phrases was just a small part of a fairly in-depth process of preparation for this production of The Diary of Anne Frank. Nathaniel Kohlmeier plays Otto Frank, Anne's father.
We also took a field trip to the Candles Holocaust Museum to really sort of experience what it was like, firsthand account from a Holocaust survivor, Eva Kaur.
Just to be free from the Nazis, that did not remove the pain they have inflicted upon me. There might be another way that survivors can heal themselves. I have found one way. Forgive your worst enemy. It will heal your soul and it will set you free.
Eva Kaur is a survivor of the Holocaust and the Mengele experiments on twins. In 1984, she founded the organization Candles, which stands for Children of Auschwitz Nazi Deadly Lab Experiment Survivors. In 1995, Kaur founded a museum in Terre Haute dedicated to telling the stories of survivors of Dr. Mengele's experiments.
Noah Sandweiss, I'm playing Mr. Alfred Dussel. It can be really easy to like generalize and just look at statistics and numbers, but after seeing Eva Kaur, it's easier to see our characters as real people, that all of their vices and virtues.
My name is Lucia, and I am playing Edith Frank. That's Mrs. Frank. Seeing Eva speak at the Holocaust Museum brought it to life because I've read about the Holocaust and I've heard, but meeting a person who truly was there and hearing their words, not what I've read, but what she remembers, it brought it to a whole new level. It really made it real to me.
Nathaniel, who's playing Otto Frank, elaborates.
When we talked with Eva Kaur and when she was explaining what actually happened in Auschwitz, the important thing to remember is that these eight people who are surviving in this annex, they think they're safe. But there's always this feeling of foreboding, like we could go there. And we were sort of coming up in our minds with what this place was like, where we could eventually go. But hearing Eva describe what actually happened there, now we can really put it in our minds, okay, this is what would happen if we were sent there. And it gives a whole new threatening feeling to everything you're doing.
We're surrounded by darkness and danger in our desperate search for a way out.
My name is Maria Alessandra, and I'm playing Anne Frank. What I think the difference between this and regular musical theater show is that this is real life. This is what happened. This is history, and it's really hard to portray that.
Bringing reality to the stage is a primary concern in this production. In their efforts to do so, the cast prepared in ways that go far beyond those of a typical high school production. Besides learning German, Dutch, and Yiddish phrases and visiting the Candles Holocaust Museum, the cast gathered for a traditional Hanukkah dinner, read the original diary in the book Witness, which is a collection of firsthand accounts from people who lived in Nazi-controlled Europe, and watched and discussed films related to the Holocaust. The students also attended a local production of The Whipping Man, a play about a Jewish Confederate officer who returns home wounded after the war to find his family missing and only two former slaves remaining, who then have to take care of him. The students spoke with the actors in this Cardinal Stage production about how they prepared for their roles. And the efforts to evoke reality did not stop with the actors' preparation. As director Catherine Rademacher explains, the set design literally places the audience in the hidden attic.
The whole point of the way we have the set is that I want the audience to feel like they're in the attic as well. People have to come in. You can't just walk up the stairs and take a seat. Everyone's going to have to come into the bookcase and be right here.
On top of all these external preparations, cast members have also done intensive internal preparations for the performance. They are acutely aware of the power of this play to inject vivid emotion into what might seem like dead history.
It's always a bit heartbreaking, actually, whenever we have to come through that door and take them out and hurt them.
Seeing even a fake gun put to Nathaniel's head, it breaks my heart and it terrifies me, and I start to really truly shake, and it brings it to life.
My name is Helena Lisandro, and I'm Maria's sister, and I'm also playing Anne's sister, Margot. You read about the Holocaust and you learn about it in history class, and you learn about how many people have gone through this horrible, horrible thing, just tons and tons of people, but you don't personalize the people. So I think this play, with the 8 characters alone, you realize that each character has specific personalities and they're not all perfect, and they have different quirks and different things like that. These people were real, and so I think it's kind of heart-wrenching going through the whole play from the beginning to the end, and you kind of make a connection with each individual character and you watch this horrible thing happen to them.
We can't know everything that happened in the secret annex, everything that all of those in hiding went through. We only know what Anne tells us in her diary. But one thing remains certain, something that will never lose its potency, the emotion of the situation. For WFIU Arts, I'm Colleen Leahy.